This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, I do appreciate the sentiment, all right? And you guys wishing me a happy new year and asking me if I'm going to tear one off. And that's kind of not how the Jewish New Year plays out, all right? And let me just give you guys a quick education on it. And listen, I get it. It's very confusing. When the Jews celebrate a holiday, it's very confusing to non-Jews because they don't understand why we cry, why we fast, why we get all constipated when we eat. You know, and you look at Jewish people as we just don't know how to party. And it's because a lot of our Jewish holidays really don't have anything to do with partying. You know, even Hanukkah. Hanukkah, yeah, we'll do a Hanukkah party, but that's more of an Americanized thing. You know, Hanukkah was kind of a sad story, right? And, you know, us celebrating the miracle that happened and, you know, God coming in to help us as a Jewish people gets celebrated. But it's, again, it's not supposed to be our big party holiday. There's only one major party holiday that we have, which is Purim, which is, again, having to do with, you know, people getting killed and, you know, Jews being suppressed. And but again, you know, in history, just like, you know, the Revolutionary War, when we, you know, light fireworks, okay, you know, we light fireworks for, you know, our independence in this country, but a lot of lives had to be lost for that independence. So I guess, you know, with any sort of holiday, they do commemorate, you know, death and, you know, and so I guess there's some sad undertones to almost every holiday. But with Rosh Hashanah, it's not supposed to be as sad as the others, okay? Rosh Hashanah is, or Rosh Hashanah, if I'm pronouncing it correctly, it's our new, it's the head of our year. So it is New Year's. And it's also the birthday of the universe. It's the day God created Adam and Eve. And it's the first 2 days of Tishrei. And remember, the in Judaism, and I believe with Easter, it follows the lunar calendar as opposed to the, you know, solar calendar, which is why, you know, we never know when Rosh Hashanah is. You know, you're like, wait a second, I remember, you know, it was at the end of September. What are you guys doing now? It's like, well, you know, so it changes, okay? But that's okay. And it begins at sundown. We start all our holidays at sundown. So that's at night. We have to wait till we see three stars to know that it's officially sundown, right? Because they didn't have clocks in the olden days. Well, they might have, but not like we have, our iPhones. And then it continues through September 22nd. Some people only celebrate it for one day. Some celebrate it for two. And so we light candles, we pray, we have the shofar, which is the sounding of the ram's horn, and that's kind of a call for us to pray, and it's a very, very fascinating concept, and we do a lot of shofar blowing on Yom Teruah, but we'll talk about that another time. But anyway, so we eat apples and honey to bring in a sweet new year. That's always nice. You know, we ask God to grant us a year of peace, prosperity, blessing. Yeah, it is. It's a joyous day. It's you know, this is where we, you know, thank God for what we have. And I got to be honest, I really like the idea of having these. You know, and you'll hear a lot of Jewish people complain, oh, boy, it's the Jewish holidays. Oh, man, the family's coming. Oh, we got to do this. Oh, we got to do this. We got to be in temple to pray. Then we have to fast. Well, we fast on Yom Kippur, so that's not coming for another 10 days. But, you know, if we didn't do this, you know, I don't know how many of the average non-Orthodox Jews, you know, stop and pray and think about God, you know, as much as you know, we should. And so something like this really helps you concentrate on, you know, what it is that made us beings and, you know, really starts to reunite us with our faith. And so it's pretty cool. You know, but it's not easy at all. You know, having to self-reflect, you know, and having to think about, you know, what you did bad and, you know, what you need to do better. The apples and honey are for a sweet new year. We want to, you know, wish everybody a sweet new year. So we take apples, we dip them in honey, which is really, really yummy. Okay. You know, don't give honey to babies, but for the rest of us, it's pretty good. You know, and then we throw bread into the river to kind of get rid of our sins, that kind of thing. So, you know, it's cleansing, but Yom Kippur is when we really have our cleanse. That's where we have to fast for 24 hours, no food or drink, no water, nothing. If you're sick, you get to eat. If you're a kid, you get to eat. Some people do half days, but I do the full thing, no water, no food. And the reason why is because you're supposed to be kind of concentrating on atoning for your sins and asking God for forgiveness. And I know everybody does it differently. Every, you know, religion is different. And, you know, in Judaism, we're all kind of supposed to be doing the same thing. But you have Orthodox, you have conservative Jews, and you have more liberal Jews. And so, you know, you'll see people kind of celebrate things very differently. And you'll be a little confused going, well, wait a second, I don't get it. Why aren't we, you know, what, you know, I thought you're supposed to, you know, be wearing white on Yom Kippur. So, you know, people do it a little differently. But for the most part, this is where we're supposed to kind of, you know, connect with God and, you know, bring family together, you know, celebrate the new year, wish that we all get inscribed in the book of life for another year. And then we try to make up with our enemies. Now, I mean, I can't think of all the ex-boyfriends that I made enemies with. So it's going to be a little tough to do. And I told my husband, I go, I got to call Dirk. I got to call Robert. I got to call Meat. You know, I dated somebody by the name of Meat. He's like, oh, hell to the no. You're not calling any of those guys. And, well, you know, I have to. We're supposed to atone and we're supposed to make up, you know, with our enemies. He's like, oh, hell no. But it's good. You know, I wish I was more religious than I was. You know, I pray every day. I always speak to God. I have, you know, a huge amount of spirituality and faith, but it's nowhere near what I should be doing. You know, I don't keep kosher like I should. I try, but I don't do it the best I can. And, you know, so in a way, you know, because we're Jewish, we kind of feel guilty. So Jews are really good with guilt. And so for the next few days and week, I'm going to be feeling really, really guilty. So best time to take advantage and get what you want from me, because I'm going to be like, you know what? I need to do a lot better than I'm doing. 1-877-DOCTOR-OLLY, don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Well, if you're in the mood for praying, please pray. Man, this Hurricane Maria is a bad one. Hurricane Maria slammed into Puerto Rico this morning and is the strongest storm to hit Puerto Rico in over 90 years. Close to 100% of the power has been cut down, shut down now. There's been flooding. Windows have been ripped out of the capital. This is the second major hurricane to roar through the Caribbean this month. It made landfall near Yabucoa on the southwest of the island of 3.4 million people. They say thousands of people were seeking safety in shelters. Winds were about 140 miles per hour, high storm surges, drenching rains. The eye was located about 25 miles west of San Juan shortly before 11 a.m., according to the U.S. National Hurricane Center. We're going to give you guys updates throughout the day as we get them. Broken windows, mangled awnings, gutters dangled. It was bad. San Juan really got hit. At least 90% of the island was without electricity, and we were told that the governor expected close to 100%. The south coast city of Guayama, where Maria blew ashore, they say already we see fast-running rivers carrying down debris, so they're already having flooding very similar to what we saw in Houston. Two people have already died due to Maria in the French territory of Guadeloupe as it went through the Caribbean, and then widespread damage to St. Croix, one of the U.S. Virgin Islands. Now, remember, Hurricane Irma, you know, had just hit that area about a week ago, leaving a trail of destruction. Right now, the death toll for Hurricane Irma is up at 84 people. So right now, Maria is expected to dump as much as 25 inches of rain in parts of Puerto Rico. Storm surges, hurricanes are going to bring water over normal levels, maybe up to 9 feet, life-threatening flash floods, mudslides, etc. And so we're seeing roofs ripped off of pictures, if you've been seeing them. The Virgin Islands has about 103,000 residents. And, you know, when you look at these islands, and it's not like they could evacuate like Floridians could and go up to Georgia, you know, maybe drive up, you know, higher to Tennessee and, you know, whatnot. They can't. They're on a small island. And so unless they flew out of there, and many people can't afford to do that, they tried to hunker down in whatever they were living in. In Guadeloupe, at least two people have been killed, according to France's Minister for Overseas Territories. Roads have been blocked. 80,000 people, or 40% of the population, had been without power on that island. And major flooding as well. So, you know, in terms of its path, they are thinking that, and they are hoping that it's going to miss, obviously, Florida, the Carolinas, et cetera. It will be steering north. Some projections, though, believe that still our east coast and eastern seaboard could feel surges. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. And a lot of prayers going their way. Also, a lot of prayers to Mexico. Just, you know, just mind-boggling. Over 200 people have died already in a magnitude 7.1 earthquake that struck Mexico, and they are saying the death toll is going to rise. It rocked central Mexico yesterday afternoon, and this was the 32nd anniversary of the biggest quake to ever strike the country's capital. So the earthquake struck about 75 miles southeast of Mexico City, caused extensive damage all over, leveling at least 44 buildings, homes, schools, office buildings, according to Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto. And among the dead were at least 22 people, including students, at least two adults from a collapsed primary school in the South City. Peña Nieto visited the school late Tuesday and said that 22 bodies have been discovered. Unfortunately, 30 children and 8 adults are still missing. So we don't know if they're trapped somewhere, hiding out, or if, unfortunately, they're buried. And obviously, the children are the most vulnerable in emergencies. And so I don't know if I have information on the last major earthquake that hit that area. But, you know, with hurricanes, we get a little bit of notice. With earthquakes, we don't. And so Mexico City is right now dealing with this horror, and, you know, we're sending our prayers. It is actually the anniversary of the Michoacan earthquake of 1985 that caused widespread death and injuries as well as catastrophic damage in Mexico City. So I believe it's the same day. You know, they said earlier in the day they were doing earthquake drills for that anniversary. And then the earthquake happened. Very, very scary stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, we are being told that the hepatitis outbreak in San Diego has now worsened and spread to L.A. County, even though there's been some local cases. Now, do you guys remember what's been going on in San Diego? All right, San Diego, primarily the homeless population. They said about 70% of the cases, but there might be more. But primarily the homeless population in San Diego, about 300-400 people have been sickened with hepatitis A, and I believe about 20 deaths. Now, with this hepatitis A outbreak, these are cases that we know about, and the homeless population obviously doesn't have the most hygienic areas. And, you know, they don't have good access to showers and bathrooms, etc. Well, Los Angeles health officials now have declared a hepatitis A outbreak in their county. And they have at least 10 people affected, maybe even more. They say 10 cases have been reported in L.A. County. Two of the cases were identified as community-acquired and could not be traced back to San Diego County, but the other 8 could have. Now they're saying over 500 people have been infected in San Diego over the past few months. So what they're doing now is going to spray down with bleach. They're doing the bleach spray with water, and they're you know, trying to get everybody these kits, these homeless people kits. Now this is the kicker. All right, this is what's very interesting. They're thinking what led to this hepatitis A outbreak was the plastic bag ban in California. And San Diego County Public Health Officer Wilma Wooten thinks that this plastic bag theory could be, you know, leading part of this. Why? Because plastic bags are what the homeless people would use to poop in, then twist it up, dispose of it, and, you know, homeless people use plastic bags. You see homeless people all the time with plastic bags. They use these bags. Bags get thrown in places. They're relatively clean, and they that's what they use. So with the plastic bag ban, they don't have something very easily to poop in. She said, yes, absolutely. We know people use the bags for that. We know people don't have bathrooms, and they can put bags in cans and buckets and maintain good hygiene. That's why we put plastic bags in the hygiene kits we're handing out. That's what we expect people to use them for. So San Diego health commissioners are passing back out plastic bags, you know, because this is what homeless people use. They and these little hygiene kits are going to include wet wipes, hand sanitizer, bottled water, the plastic bags for poop and waste, tampons, menstrual pads, and which also should be going into these plastic bags and being disposed of. And the county has thus far handed out about 2,400 kits as of last week, and obviously been handing out more. So this hepatitis A, remember, is transmitted by oral fecal route. So if you touch something that somebody's dirty hands after they went to the bathroom touched, like a door handle, then you sit down and you eat your burger, you can technically contaminate that burger, and then if you ingest that burger, contaminate yourself. So oral fecal route is a lot easier to transmit a virus such as hepatitis than we think, because if somebody touches a surface that's dirty and that has the hepatitis A from somebody who didn't wash his hands after he pooped or scratched himself or herself, now you have a mode of transmission. Now, public health workers and food workers should all have hepatitis A vaccines. They are going to be giving out hepatitis A vaccines now for free, from what we understand, to people in the area. But, you know, what's very, very interesting is, you know, California with the plastic bag ban, I understand their want of, you know, protecting the environment and not releasing all these plastics. I think we use too much plastic. I do. But as a result of them trying to protect the environment, all right, now we have to bleach streets. You know, and you know, you think you're doing one thing. Sometimes what you could do is worse in the long run for the environment and for people than not. You know, if this plastic bag theory is really true, where that's what happened, there, you know, the homeless people have to poop on the streets or poop in things that are easier to touch because they can't poop and then get rid of the bag, then, the whole plastic bag ban was supposed to help people. It's supposed to be for our safety, for our health, for the environment. 1-877-DUCK-DELLY.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi everyone, Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge for only monitoring. LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
We are back on the Dr. Delia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDELIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Delia and on Facebook, the Dr. Delia Show. Okay, this is a, I'm not going to be giving the name. He doesn't want me to give his name, but I want to read a very, very small excerpt of this email because this is the first that I've ever had. He writes, I've developed a crush on my son's fiance. He writes how worried he is. I don't want to be, but she's very cute, funny, great to talk to. My son is a lot like me, so what he finds attractive, I do too. This has never happened to me, and I need saltpeter or something to stop these feelings. Now, this is, I was not expecting a note like this. This is, a little bit beyond what my training would be, but I'm probably going to, you know, give him the same advice that I give everybody else. Stop the thoughts, okay? And you could stop them. Right? You have to. That could be very, very bad. You cannot have a crush on your son's fiance. Now, I was asked years ago, is it normal to find your son's girlfriends hot? And I'm not a guy. Okay? So I'm not a guy, but my guess is if you are a 50-year-old guy and your son brings home somebody who's in her 20s and blonde, you know, and looks like, you know, what you see in the movies, no doubt you're going to probably find them attractive. Okay? You know, remember, you find people attractive all the time. I couldn't imagine having a daughter who brings home a boyfriend. See, with women, it's kind of different. Like, for me, if I see a younger man, I think I'm too motherly. If there's a younger guy, I get turned off because I'm like, oh, they're such a baby. You know, I see the baby in them. So it's not, I don't think it would ever happen to me if I had daughters. I got two sons. But, it probably happens and nobody talks about it. You know, I mean, maybe dad's like, oh, good boy, you know, you got a hot one. Good job. Good. You know, and the boy's like, thanks, dad, you know, and whatever. But I mean, in terms of this, you know, message I got here where he's actually getting a crush, that has to be stopped. And so, you know, what is it? Well, he says, well, she's funny. She's great to talk to. She's cute. Okay. So if I was, let's say, his therapist or if I was his physician, I would be like, you know, don't you already have somebody cute, funny, and great to talk to? Right? And then he'd say, well, you know my wife, you know. Right? And that's the hard part of this. That's what's so sad. You know, you marry somebody that is cute and funny and great to talk to and you have a good time with. Then after 20, 30 years, you guys get sick of each other. You don't like each other. And maybe also what's going on with this dad is he sees his son having what he doesn't have right now. Maybe there's also a little jealousy with that. Parents never want to talk about being jealous about their kids, but it happens a lot. Parents get jealous of their kids. You know, guys, the first time your son, you know, lifts more weight than you or outruns you, you feel that little bit of jealousy. And you feel, you know, sad because you're like, man, I used to do that. You know, now I'm getting older. So, you know, those are very natural emotions to have if you have a little bit of jealousy, et cetera. Now, feeding into that and letting it brew and letting it consume you, that's bad. And that's what you have to stop. So what I'm concerned about right now, it's not that he thinks his son's fiance or future daughter-in-law is cute. Trust me, that's going to change. She's going to have a couple kids and she's going to look like me later. So I'm not worried about that. But what I'm worried about is that, you know, he is crushing on someone that's not his wife. Once you start to crush on somebody that's not your wife, you know, the marriage can start to take a downward turn. And what I would suggest you do is evaluate your relationship at home. Okay? You know, you were in love at one time, and maybe you still are. And that needs to be rekindled. Because that's the thing, you know, people want to love. You have a lot of people in sexless marriages. And, you know, how many years are people supposed to go through that? I'm not saying that that's what his problem is, but, you know, I know the reality of what's going on in a lot of marriages out there, and sex sometimes is a rare thing. You know, maybe it's for medical reasons, maybe it's because people are tired, maybe sex drives are down, maybe it's because Viagra doesn't work anymore. I don't know. There's a variety of reasons. But one major reason that nobody talks about is you're not attracted to your spouse anymore. So if you're not attracted to your spouse anymore, do you still stay with them because you have an amazing partnership, you still love them, and you guys are friends? Or do you leave each other so you could go and dabble in some fun? The thing is will the average 40, 50-year-old man get a 20-year-old blonde bombshell? Probably not. Unless you're Hugh Hefner, probably not. And so, you know, you need to be very realistic, you know, and, you know, is it really worth leaving a marriage and somebody you've been with for so long to go and chase some tail that, you know, you may never get or be able to hold on to long term? Remember, when we get married, you know, we do it for a variety of reasons, okay? Sex is not the main reason. It used to be. right? Because then, you know, we weren't supposed to have sex till we got married. So you got married so you could finally have sex. But now things are different. Now people, they don't care. They could have sex without even knowing your name. It's crazy. Now there's virtual sex. We're going to have sex robots. So that's not the issue. So for people getting married in this day and age, it's because they want that partnership. It's because they want to be with their friend, their best friend. Hopefully you are best friends with your spouse. It's because they don't want anybody else taking your meant to be. And it's because you want to grow old with somebody. So those are the things that I would remind my patient of, you know, and say, you know, look, is it worth it? You know, so you need to really look at your relationship and you need to start concentrating on that. You need to start fantasizing about your wife. Now, usually when I bring that up, start fantasizing about the wife, they're like, ha, ah, ha, ah, ah, ah. I'm like, stop laughing, okay? Stop laughing. And sex therapists are great. Sex therapists are phenomenal. And in fact, I was thinking about having my husband come with me to a sex therapist, not because we have issues in the bedroom, but I was hoping the sex therapist could somehow make him think that I'm sexier than I am. You know, whatever she could say, that could be pretty cool. So I'm dying to see what a second, you know, because she's got a lot of, I'll probably have to pay her overtime. You know, like, you know, how do you look at Dahlia and get turned on? But that'd be interesting. If she could make my husband, you know, think that way, that would be, that's worth thousands of dollars. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. So now we've talked about this in terms of work. What if you have a crush on somebody at work that you shouldn't? Having a crush on somebody that you shouldn't just makes that crush refuel. All right? The forbidden is so attractive. And I don't know what it is about that. I just don't know. How you want something you can't have. And then you have it. And then you don't want it anymore. So with that, you know, you would need some cognitive therapy. Your therapist would have to say, look, look at her. She's a baby. You know, she's young enough to be your daughter. You know, she's your son's girlfriend. Okay. You know, he's sleeping with her. All right. That's not something, you know, this, it's not anything you want. Think of her in diapers. Okay. You know, it's just not something that, you know, and I don't know how the cognitive therapist would do it. Obviously, they'd be a lot more specialized at it than I would, but you know, and it would take, you know, like something like stop think. Every time you start thinking like that, you tell yourself stop. And refocus your thoughts, because the more you brew, the more you fantasize, the more you, you know, mentally work that thought, the more it ingrains in you. And some people like that. Some people like to fantasize. That's what some people do to get through work. They sit there and fantasize, you know? I can't do that because I'm on air. If I stopped and fantasized about Michael Fassbender, it would sound like this. See, you wouldn't even hear me on the air. I'm thinking about Michael Fassbender. See, I can't do that. I'm on air, so I got to be talking. If I'm teaching class, so I can't stop and get through the day by, you know, fantasizing. But other people, they do that, and that's kind of their go-to entertainment. If they can't get on a computer or log on, you know, the mind is a very creative and an imaginative, you know, being. But, great, you know, thank you for sending this. Guys, girls, please, send me more of your questions at drdahlia.com or on Facebook and Twitter, 1-877-DrDahlia.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Let's take a look at some numbers. 4 out of 5 people who have a stroke, their first symptom is a stroke. 80% of all strokes and heart disease, preventable. And $149 is all it takes to get screened and help take control of your health. We're Lifeline Screening, and if you're over 50, call now to schedule an appointment for 5 painless screenings that go beyond regular checkups. We use ultrasound technology to literally look inside your arteries for plaque that builds up as you age and increases your risk for stroke and cardiovascular disease. And by getting them through this package, you're saving over 50%. For just $149, you'll receive 5 screenings that could reveal what your body isn't telling you. Lifeline Screening. The power of prevention. Call Lifeline Screening today at 888-815-LIFE to learn more. That's 888-815-LIFE. 888-815-5433.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALIA. New Terminator movie is coming out. And for those of us who thought the Terminator movies have kind of stunk since, you know, after Judgment Day, well, it's because James Cameron hasn't been directing them. And he will return to direct the Terminator movies. Hold on a second. I got to tweet this. Hold on a second. Woohoo, James Cameron, let me tweet this right now, will return to directing Terminator movies, and Linda Hamilton will return as Sarah Connor. All right, do you guys like the Terminator movies as much as I do? I have seen every Terminator movie. Hold on a second. Am I spelling Sarah Connor right? It's an S-A-R-A-H. Good. Okay, so James Cameron will return to direct the Terminator movies. Okay, is that a good tweet? Does that sound like a good tweet? Okay, I'm not very good at Twitter. I really stink at Twitter. Okay, so, the first two Terminator movies, I saw Terminator 2 before I saw Terminator 1. I was too young to see Terminator 1, and my parents wouldn't let me because it was like a rated R movie. They would not let us see rated R movies, which kind of was a little hypocritical because my parents were like very, they were dropping every cuss word you could think of, and, you know, they were kind of frisky a little bit, and so, it's not like we were, in the dark on rated R concepts, okay? The police. But, anyways, I was never allowed to, because I think the first Terminator was like, 84? When was the first Terminator? 1984? You know, Bill Paxton was in that. Yeah, he played one of the punk rock guys. It's interesting when you watch it, you see some, old stars. So I saw Terminator 2 first, and I was like, oh my gosh. And then I went and saw the first one, Terminator 1, by the 90s, and, even though it was out, and I was like, oh my gosh, this was good. And then I guess the last one, Terminator Genesis, had Sarah Connor, but it was the one from Game of Thrones, Sarah Clark, the one that plays, the Dragon Mom. Oh, Emilia Clarke, that's right. Yeah, she plays Daenerys Targaryen on Game of Thrones, whatever. And, I thought she did a good job. I thought the last Terminator movie was okay, but not like... Thanks, Mandy, for that. Thanks, Emilia Clarke. And not like what the Terminator movies used to be. So I guess what we're being told here by New York Times is James Cameron is going to come back after he walked away from the series in 1991, and Linda Hamilton back as Sarah Connor. She was the heroine of the first... Remember, she's the one that got knocked up by, who was the blonde guy? He was in that Navy SEALs movie. Who's the guy that's supposed to be John Connor's dad? Nah, I can't. Manny, do you know who the guy that got Sarah Connor pregnant?
You're talking about in the original movie?
Yeah, in the original one.
Michael Biehn?
Yeah, Michael Biehn. But what was his name in the movie? Remember he was a virgin?
Kyle Reese.
Ah, that's right, Kyle Reese. Oh, yeah, I love that name. I wanted to name my kids that name. I was like, oh, that's wonderful. And maybe they'll be virgins, and so they get married and I don't have to worry about STDs. So everything like Kyle Reese. All right, anyway, so Michael Biehn did a good job. I don't think he did much after that Navy SEAL movie. But anyway, so great. I don't know how Sarah Connor will look. I think she looked fabulous. I think Linda Hamilton had been very open about struggling with bipolar and stuff. Phenomenal actress. I'm a huge fan. I thought she did great in Dante's Peak. So we'll see what happens. I don't know what they're going to call it. They say she's about 60 years old. Oh, that's going to kill me if she looks like she's in better shape than I am and she's 60. Maybe I don't want to see this. I don't know. So anyway, I think Alicia Vikander is going to be taking over for Angelina Jolie in Tomb Raider. Harrison Ford is back in that Blade Runner movie. I forgot what Blade Runner... I remember seeing the movie a long time ago. I need to see Blade Runner again before I see the new Blade Runner. There's going to be, obviously, another Star Wars coming up that I'm really, really excited about that. I don't know if Arnold Schwarzenegger is going to be in this next Terminator. It's so funny with Arnold Schwarzenegger because he, they do a lot of digital stuff to him. So he looks like the way he was in the 80s and 90s, which is pretty hot, by the way. But you're like, wait a second, we all know what Arnold Schwarzenegger really looks like now, Get to the chopper! Well, he won't say that, but anyway. Okay, so very, very cool. Just thought I would give you guys some entertainment news. Okay, all right, so a lot of people have their panties up in a roar regarding Donald Trump and the wall. Let me get that out here, because apparently I think Donald Trump is getting sued, all right, by California for the wall. Let me get this up here. All right, so... They say California is suing Trump over the border wall. And California Attorney General Xavier Becerra plans to announce today that the state is going to sue the Trump administration, expected to target planned projects in San Diego and the Imperial counties. And the state has emerged as the heart of the Trump resistance. And I guess they are pumping up lawsuits against his immigration policies and even passing a resolution Friday in the assembly censuring Trump for his comments on the violence stemming from white nationalist protests in Charlottesville, Virginia. So they say that this forthcoming lawsuit comes as Trump is trying to work with Congress to try and secure funding for a border wall. I don't know how you guys feel about the wall thing. What I think they should do is look at a country that is successful at preventing illegal immigration and having a very robust, healthy immigration policy and path. And why don't we mimic that? You know, the wall, trust me, I like building walls. You know, I have family members, and I'm like, oh my God, I am going to build the tallest wall between me and them. Walls work. They do. Walls do work. And if it could create jobs, it was a very attractive idea in terms of, okay, good, this way we have, you know, we have jobs, we have money going into new projects. You know, there was some, you know, economic benefits to this. But the idea of across all of the United States, which is, very tricky and very lengthy, was, I think, more of a soundbite. And, you know, that was one thing we were concerned about with Donald Trump when he was running for office. He wasn't the typical politician. And so even though we know a lot of politicians will make promises they don't keep, you have Donald Trump here and you're like, well, wait a second here, okay? You know, when he says he's going to fire somebody, he fires somebody. We all saw that on The Apprentice. And when he says he wants to build a building or he wants to make money, he builds a building and he makes money. So is he going to be able to do this? You know, what Donald Trump wants, he gets. And so, it attracted a lot of people, but it also concerned a lot of people in terms of, well, wait a second, you know, is this something that is, you know, a smart idea or not? California, though, I'm a little confused about, because you would think California would be one of the states that would embrace, ideas to sit down with the White House to work on immigration. California is having major funding issues. They're having, you know, major issues with immigration policies and illegal immigrants and resources, et cetera. And so, you know, you would think they would be the first people at the White House going, all right, let's figure something out. But instead, you know, they're bucking it. And, you know, what non-liberals are thinking is, well, it's a chance for them to get extra voters. You know, and so, you know, people coming in from other countries is allowing them to have, you know, more say, you know, at the voting booths. But I wonder if there's more to that. And I would really like to know what is the, obviously nobody wants kids deported. And I think many people agree on very similar things. Even Donald Trump said, look, you know, we're not going to deport kids that have been here and are working and are contributing to society. But, you know, how do we take care of our own, which we're having difficulty doing? And I mean, look, you know, we are going to have Americans cry foul when they can't find jobs and they're losing jobs to illegal immigrants, or they just don't have jobs themselves. Once this country starts getting hungry, it's going to get vicious. And I think now is the time to start planning, you know, some proper immigration pathways and, stopping the leaky faucet or stopping people flooding into our country that could possibly take, you know, jobs and, you know, kind of lead to the economic instability that we're heading for. 1-877-DOT-SOLLY. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.